Guys, shopping for electricity rates, it's not always fun. Everybody knows that. Triangle Energy knows that, but they're trying to make it easier for you. They're a born and raised in Texas company, and they pride themselves on providing simple fixed rates. What that means, you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much electricity you use, and there's no hidden fees, there's no gimmicks, no gotchas, no surprises on your bill. And that's nice to have that peace of mind where you don't have to worry about something like that. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. You can lock your rate in for 12, 24, or 36 months and avoid the rate hikes. Guys, the rate you see with Triangle, that's the rate you pay, period. And they're offering a discount to our listeners. All you got to do is use the promo code ESPN when you sign up. You'll save even more money off their already great rates. What are you waiting for? Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN to get that additional discount. PUCT license number 10064.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And I'd give you all the numbers and stuff, but
can't use them.
You can't use them today. It's the Blitz podcast, basically. And if you missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. Very sportsy and some city stuff. So a little mix there. And a lot more to get to as we lead up to Aggie basketball at 6:30. Aggie versus Troy. Any plays for the people there?
No. Troy's pretty bad. And I know when we talked to Coach Williams last week, he had nice things to say about Troy. I don't have as nice of things to say about Troy as he did. I think they are a near the bottom of the conference team in a bad basketball conference. So maybe it's a chance for A&M to sort of get right, because they've not had a strong start to the season. And I know that it's just one loss, which, you know, they lost to a team that, okay, you're going to lose to. They're really good, Gonzaga. They weren't competitive in that game. Yeah. I mean, they got their doors blown off. So I think that they're going to be looking to bounce back. And this might be maybe the time for Aggie to cover.
All right.
Would be here. It's not for me. I'm going to wait till I see it. But I'm not going to fade them this time either. And I've not been afraid to.
Yeah, so that's at 6:30. We will take you right up until then, and we'll be in Vegas tonight. So we'll be broadcasting tomorrow at 11 a.m., 11 to 1, because we have an appearance at Twin Peaks that Charlie and the Usual Suspects are going to take over. So Charlie will be 1 to 4, and the Usual Suspects 4 to 7, filling in on the usual blitz time. So today, because we had to leave a little early, we decided to podcast style it. So there's... You know, if you're texting going, why aren't you reading my texts?
Because we're not here.
And if we're not responding to your tweets.
We're sitting at the airport.
We're either at the airport or drinking beer somewhere. Yeah. One of the two.
Don't judge us.
Probably both. And that's okay. But we decided.
Who are you to judge us?
Well, they're listeners. They can judge us anytime they want.
Yes.
They tend to. But the idea is, hey, we're just trying this to see if it works. And I'm having fun. I don't know about you. I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I mean, the reality was our flight leaves at 7:30 tonight, which means we needed to be to the airport by 6:30. And obviously A&M basketball starts at 6:30. So if we left, you know, I don't know how much earlier we'd have to leave to catch our flight, but it's going to take some time to get to the airport, I would imagine.
Even if we waited until, say, 5 o'clock, the traffic, you guys know how it is because you're in it right now. So, we wanted to make sure we got there in plenty of time so we could make our flight
We want to do a show for the people.
Yeah, for the people. But for the first time, there's the people aren't able to participate.
No.
Just a little weird, because I do find myself looking at the text line.
There's nothing
off and on.
Just turn it off.
Well, and yeah, it's off now because I'm like, okay, wait a minute. That's not any good. AFC playoff picture leading into tomorrow night. Want to discuss where what this game's actually going to mean in terms of the playoff picture?
Yeah, I think if you believe what I believe, that the there's not a lot of losses left on the Colts schedule, then this is almost a must-win game.
If you're going to win the division, it's a must-win for the Texans.
The AFC, there's an opening now for wild card teams because there's nobody who's really, even the Bills, who are they're ahead in the wild card race. They're not that great, so there's a lot of open spots. But as far as winning the division, having a locked in game, and not having to travel to New England or Baltimore, which would likely be a nightmare scenario for the Texans. And they would have to win a game to even have a chance to do that.
Realistically, they would be traveling to probably Kansas City or Indy,
and then have to travel. You're saying your chances of playoff success are super limited if you don't have some home games. I believe that.
As long as Bill the Gimp O'Brien is there, I think they're limited anyway, but that's another story. So as of right now, the number one seed would be the Patriots at 9-1.
Okay.
The number two seed, the Ravens at 8-2. And I think I'm going to bold prediction here. By the end of the season, I bet you the Ravens are the one seed.
Wouldn't shock me.
I do think the Patriots have a couple more losses in them. And Chiefs would be the three seed right now at 7-4. I don't think they're going anywhere. I think now, if the Ravens start slipping up, the Chiefs could still get the two seed because they have the head-to-head win over the Ravens. Mm-hmm. But right now, the way those two teams are playing, I don't see that.
I'll be honest. I think you're higher on the Chiefs now than I am. I've got some real doubts with what I've seen, some real doubts about their viability. But, I mean, they play in a division where, it's going to be hard to get the other teams chasing them aren't world beaters anyway.
Right.
I mean, the Raiders can score. They're a bad defensive team. Much like the Chiefs. I think the Chargers are now.
The Raiders have played better defense though over the last stretch here, and they probably look better
against the Bengals.
Yeah, but they don't have a ton of great players on defense, but they scheme pretty well, and I think they've looked pretty good. The Colts would be the four seed right now because by virtue of the victory they already have over the Texans, since both are 6-4, and that will get settled tonight or tomorrow night. The Bills would be your five seed at 7-3, and they could go 13-3, and they're probably going to be a five seed anyway.
Yeah.
So they're going to wind up on the road. So it would be Bills at Chiefs right now, and it would be Texans at Colts would be your first round matchups.
Okay.
Now, here are your other teams that are in the mix. And this is why I think if the Texans lose tomorrow night, and I think they will, they're probably looking at a wild card because you look at the rest of their schedule after the Patriots, they probably are – there's not a lot of losses on theirs either. So unless they play like they did Sunday, in which case they're all losses. But, obviously that's not going to happen again, I don't think. So the Raiders are 6-4. The advantage you have if you're the Texans, you've already got a head-to-head over them.
Beat them.
Steelers 5-5. Do you really think they're going to be able to do anything?
My initial reaction is no, but
yeah.
If anybody wouldn't shock me if they came up and had a big run down the street, it'd be the Steelers because that's a winning franchise.
It is. It's also Mason Crosby. So.
Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph, same thing.
No,
yeah, one's they both suck. They both suck.
Mason Crosby's a pretty solid kicker.
He's old now. So Steelers 5-5, Titans 5-5.
The Titans are interesting because the Titans have a couple head-to-head games with the Texans, and they've been playing better ball since Ryan Tannehill started. And
that's not a phrase you ever expected to utter.
But suddenly it feels like maybe the Texans aren't locked into winning both those games. If they play anything like they did yesterday, there's a possibility they could lose both those games. So the Titans are still a team I would say has a chance. Of all the teams that are 500, that's the Steelers and the Titans, right? And the Chargers?
Chargers are 4-7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we haven't gotten down that far on the list yet.
Okay, Steelers.
But here's what I'll tell you about the Titans, though. Their schedule, Jaguars this week, at the Colts,
okay,
at the Raiders, home to the Texans, home to the Saints, at the Texans.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No. So, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. What did you have?
No, I was saying of the 500 teams, I feel like they've got a little more of their destiny in their own hands because they've got those two matchups, and a third matchup with the Colts. So right. They've got some good interdivisional matchups left.
Your 5-5 teams are Steelers and Titans.
And the way that they're playing makes you feel like, maybe they're not totally dead. And I'm one of those guys who looks at the Titans every time and says, how is this? I mean, they're not that good, but they win more games than I think they should.
They play really good defense, and as long as they don't screw up on offense, they're competitive.
Yep,
and they've been better on offense. Avoided screwing up. Browns at 4-6 aren't dead.
Nope. Close to it.
Yeah, I think without Miles Garrett.
4-6, they don't have their best defensive player.
Yeah. Although they have a really easy schedule down the stretch. The Jaguars,
they're
also 4-6. Yeah, I hope that this week you see what they were supposed to be with Nick Foles, but after the last 2 weeks, man, there's not even as high as I've been on them. I don't think I can. There's not many excuses I can make for them anymore. Chargers 4-7.
I think they're dead.
Yeah, I also think the Broncos and Jets are dead at 3-7, and the Dolphins are certainly dead at 2-8. But they're not officially eliminated yet. No. There's only one team that's officially eliminated: your beloved Cincinnati Bengals.
The Dolphins aren't officially eliminated?
No. They can still finish 8-8, AJ.
I feel comfortable officially eliminating them.
Yeah, I'm officially eliminating the Broncos too, and the Jets.
Okay.
So
if I were, is there somewhere I could make a bet that the Dolphins will not make the playoffs?
I'm pretty sure you can go to mybookie.ag and make that bet and make any other bet you want, because they have odds on everything. The hockey play last night was on mybookie.ag. And you want to get in on the Texans-Colts tomorrow, mybookie.ag has that. They've got all the college football, all that Maction, all those things you want to get into are all at mybookie.ag. And if you're new and just now signing up, use promo code radio, and you're going to get double your first deposit up to $1,000. They've also got some other options there for you, so make sure you pick the one that's right for you. And if you're already on MyBookie, just keep an eye on your email, because they're offering all the time reload bonuses, special event bonuses on certain games, and those are all part of what they do at MyBookie. But promo code radio will get you that exclusive double your money offer. And the other cool thing is, when you win, you get paid at MyBookie. A lot of these sites I've had issues with in the past, not MyBookie. Nobody pays out faster, and when you win, you want your money, right? That's what they do. Promo code radio now to get your exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And don't worry about the phones, or if we're not responding to your tweets or your texts, it's because you're listening to a podcast, basically, a recording.
One of the things we talked about the last couple days was the college football playoff. And
I bet I was right about something.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you think you are.
Let's hear it.
This is the playoff predictor from ESPN.com. And these are not Vegas odds. This is based on like simulations and things like that, who's got the best chance to make the playoffs.
Okay.
And we can do some Vegas odds as well. But we'll do these first.
Okay.
This gives 10 teams that have a chance to make the playoff at this point, and it gives the percentage chance for them to make the playoff and the percentage chance for them to win the national championship.
10, huh?
10 teams.
That seems like a lot to me.
It is a lot, because I think you can number 10 to me is already eliminated, and I think number 8 is already eliminated. So number 10, they've got Minnesota at 9-1 with a 1% chance to make the playoff. I don't even think it's that, but I guess if
maybe half of Ohio State's team comes down with a disease and they went out.
If they beat Ohio State, they would have beat Wisconsin and beat Ohio State. Suddenly it's like, okay, I guess maybe you've got a conversation there.
And Penn State.
Well, they already beat Penn State.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about overall.
Ooh,
okay, that's 3. Okay, keep track, Aaron, because if he gets one more.
Number 9 on the percentage list is Utah. 8% chance to make the playoff.
Feels a little low to me. I still feel extremely low. I think they'd probably be closer to 20% because they're not going to lose another game before Oregon. And if they beat Oregon, I mean, they're going to need some other things to happen for them. But I think it's higher than that.
And the, you know, again, these are not. We'll get into the actual Vegas odds of Oregon versus Utah. I guess we can do that later in the show. Next up, number 8, Penn State. 10% chance to make the playoff, it says.
That feels high to me.
Which, by the way, the chance to win the title, it's got Minnesota and Utah both less than 1% chance.
I'd agree with that.
If I could get 100-1 on Utah, yeah. I would take that.
Well, if you're assuming they get in, then 100-1 in a 4-team field is great odds on even the worst team.
Yeah.
Which they would be.
Which goes back to, I think that they've got better than an 8% chance to make the playoff.
Right.
They say Penn State has a 10% chance to make the playoff, a 1% chance to win the title.
So you're telling me there's a 10% chance Penn State beats Ohio State this week is what you're telling me.
That's what they're saying.
I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
That's why they're 18-point underdogs, and I'm thinking hard about taking Ohio State to cover that.
Next up is Oklahoma. They are very similar to Penn State, which, again, I think Penn State has less of a realistic chance.
I think Oklahoma has a better chance than Penn State.
Oklahoma, 11% chance to make the playoff, 1% chance to win the championship. So now we get into the top six. Number 6, Oregon. They give them a 28% chance to make the playoff, a 3% chance to win the title.
That seems about right.
Okay.
Although, again, I think the 3% is a little low. If you get in at 20%, then...
I mean, you have to factor... There's three things you really have to factor when you get into these numbers. Is the first factor is, are these teams going to win out?
Right.
Because with very few exceptions on this list, you've got to win out to have a chance.
Right. And I think Oregon, again, it's going to come down to Oregon or Utah.
Oregon and Utah, both obviously, Oklahoma, Penn State, Minnesota, all the teams we've talked about, as well as Georgia and Alabama to come, they cannot afford to lose another game because no two-loss team is going to get in. So you take the percentage, the chance that they're going to win out, and then you have to factor in the chance that they win their conference championship game. And then you have to factor in, the third thing is, what does the committee think after all that's said and done? To me, Oregon and Utah should be pretty close because I think that the point spread on Oregon versus Utah is not going to be, you know, Oregon is some huge favorite. I don't know that for a fact, but, you know.
Let's ask Brad tomorrow with some of those numbers.
Okay, because I think that. My power rankings, and mine aren't what they're using in Las Vegas. My power ratings have Utah as a 2-point favorite over Oregon on a neutral, which is where they play on a neutral. So the fact that Utah has a lower expectancy than Oregon is a little bit off to me.
Well, they won't play on a neutral in the championship game.
They wouldn't?
No. Home team. I don't think so. In the Pac-12, I'm pretty sure they do it at...
I mean, who's the home team?
I'll have to look it up, but I don't think the Pac-12 does neutral sites.
Huh. I mean, well, what do you do when you've got two teams that have the same record?
Well,
I guess it would be at Oregon because Oregon was undefeated in conference.
I think so. I will have
Oregon better hope
that.
So because then it becomes a better game. I guess maybe I didn't take that into account. Number 5, Georgia. 39% chance to make the playoff, 6% chance to win the title. I think that their chance to make the playoff is about right.
Wait, I'm stand corrected on that. It will be played at Santa Clara,
okay,
Levi's Stadium.
Okay, so it is a neutral site.
It is a neutral site, yeah. I sit corrected.
I think that the chance of Georgia making the playoffs is probably about 40%. I think their chance to win the title, if they make it, is better than 6%.
I agree with that.
So I think that they're a live dog if they make it because they play legit defense. They're a complete team. Number 4, Alabama.
So team you said no chance and that I was completely wrong about is okay. fourth best odds.
Well, no, not fourth best odds. Again, this isn't Vegas. This is ESPN's predictor.
Okay, so their predictor has them in
all
there.
All right, yes.
44, more so than Georgia, correct?
44% to make the playoff, 12% to win the title.
Yeah, see, I think if they get in, they don't have a chance.
They've got no chance if they get
in. I do think that's a little high, despite the fact that I'm completely right about that from yesterday. But I think that what they're figuring is that Georgia's likely to lose to LSU. And I still don't think that's the case. I still think Georgia can beat LSU, and basically both those teams are going to get in, which means Alabama would have no chance in that situation. So I like that they're confirming what I said, is that the committee would take Alabama over those other teams.
Well, in the next segment, we'll go over some of the Vegas odds. Number three, Clemson, 84%, 25% to win the title. I don't know that there's a 16% chance that Clemson doesn't make the playoff. I mean, I
just can't see them losing.
They're like 95 to me. They don't have another game on their schedule. That's like, at least with Ohio State, you can say, okay, well, they've got to beat Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Beat Penn State still.
Yeah, Michigan. There's some tough games left. LSU obviously has to play Georgia. Some tough game. Clemson, their toughest game left is South Carolina. I'd put them at 95% in.
They beat Georgia's ass.
LSU, 85% to make it, 16% to win the title. And Ohio State, 86% chance to make the playoff, 35% chance they win the title.
See, I think, oddly enough, I think their odds of making it should be a little bit, or the percentage of making it should be a little bit lower. But if they get in, yeah, I like their chance to win. Because okay. I don't see them losing to Penn State or Michigan, but would you be totally shocked if they lost?
No.
And that's, to me, they still have to go through those games. And as far as LSU is concerned, like I said, I think they can lose one more game and still get in, whether it's they lose to Aggie or they lose to Georgia. As long as they win the other one, they're in. But we shall see. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, but I agree that while, yes, it's nice that they recognize that Alabama's still not dead, I agree that Georgia should, I think they have a better chance of beating LSU than what those numbers say. That would be my humble opinion. Speaking of opinions, somebody's complimenting my hair today, and it's really starting to grow out nice, and I have to tell you, I went to Dr. Linville, it was in August, and I was at that point where it's either shave it or get something done. And I'd looked at some other companies and some other people, and it just didn't feel right. It felt kind of eh. And then I met with Dr. Linville, and he explained to me how the process works. What he does is extract individual follicles from the back of your head, and he just transplants them to where you're thinning. So it's called the neograft procedure, and they move like 2,400 hairs on my head. And it can redraw your hairline, and it's going to make a huge difference. And it's really starting to grow out now, and I'm really liking the way it looks. And it makes all the difference in the world. You feel more confident. You feel better about yourself. And, you know, some people, hey, being completely bald is great. Vin Diesel, hey, works for him. Didn't work for me. Trust me. I did not look good with no hair. Go to 975hair.com and get your free consultation. And just hear what he has to say. He's had it done himself. His hair looks fantastic. And it can make a big difference in your life. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. I got a lot of toys, 720S pumping Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning, back when I was feeling unforgiven. I know I pissed you off to see me winning, see the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a great one. So, can we mix it up a little bit? I have a little movie news for you.
Okay.
Did you line up and get tickets to go see the Charlie's Angels reboot this weekend?
I did not.
Did you even know there was a Charlie's Angels reboot?
I did, only because I saw, what's the director's name? Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
I saw her complaining about why people aren't watching the movie.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to, because apparently it opened this weekend. They spent $50 million on it, and you know, she was directing it, and the film earned just under $9 million for opening weekend.
Yeah.
But there's a reason for it, AJ.
Yeah, it's because men don't like to... We don't like to watch female superhero or like female action heroes, right?
Well, that's her take.
Okay.
Shame.
And let me go ahead and say her side of it here, how she presents it, and then we can get into it. Said, if this movie doesn't make money, it reinforces a stereotype in Hollywood that men don't go see women do action movies. Audience members will go and see a comic book movie with Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel because that's a male genre. So even though those are movies about women, they put them in the context of feeding the larger comic book world. So it's all about, yes, you're watching a Wonder Woman movie, but we're setting up three other characters, or we're setting up Justice League.
Okay.
Did she not realize that Justice League was a bomb?
Well.
And Wonder Woman was not?
But here's where I would say she's wrong. Let me give you an example. In the year 2000, who remembers that? Just me?
I'm there.
Okay.
Was that like a... It sounded like an Adam Sandler.
O'Brien. It was an old Conan O'Brien bit. So November 2000, Charlie's Angels came out. The reboot. Obviously not the 70s TV show, but the first movie.
Right.
Worldwide box office, $260 million. Pretty solid, right? People would be happy with that?
Yeah.
2003, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, a sequel to that original Charlie's Angels, $227 million. All right.
I bet you that one actually had actresses we'd heard of, though.
Yes. Well, I think this new one has the girl from, what's that, the vampire movie.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, she's a horrible actress. Like, I mean, really, really bad. But she's very famous. So I think that debunks it. I think what this is saying is no one needed another Charlie's Angels movie. You know, you can't just reboot any old thing and think that it's going to make money. It doesn't work that way. You've got to have something that people care about. And I don't think Charlie's Angels is enough of a brand that people... It's not Spider-Man or Batman. You can't just remake it every 10 years and assume there's going to be interest.
People who grew up with a TV show are dead now for the most part. I mean, I barely remember it. So, yeah, I mean, you made a bad movie. It was a bad idea.
Sorry. Yeah, nobody's interested in it.
And guess what? Good luck going to somebody and saying, hey, I want to direct this now because, you know, you dropped a turd.
Yeah, it's easy to blame on, men are, we're misogynists. We don't want to. No, because I'm guessing there was men going to watch Charlie's Angels in 2000 and 2003.
Yeah.
I think what that's telling you is society didn't want another Charlie's Angels movie. We don't care about it.
Not only that, the females in the ones they did in the 2000s were hot.
It was like Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu,
and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
all three of them, I'm pretty sure, were on the 100 sexiest women in the world.
Are you saying that the women in this one are not?
I know that from multiple people.
That Kristen Stewart's not.
Said Kristen Stewart looks like an 11-year-old boy in the movie.
Well, that's what she looked like in Twilight, too, so there's not anything really different there.
But she has a really short haircut now.
I don't want to be critical of anyone because that would be wrong. But
you're allowed to be critical of people.
Well, but I mean,
but either way, those people were stars, and
that's a pretty good group there.
After Kristen Stewart, I don't know anything about these other chicks, Naomi Scott and Ella Balinska.
Right. I don't know Elizabeth Banks for that matter.
I know Elizabeth Banks. She's been in a bunch of movies,
such as.
She was in The Hunger Games.
I think if you saw her picture,
what was she in Hunger Games?
She was the lady with the crazy hair and makeup that like she emceed all the events.
Oh, she was gross in that.
What is her?
She was in Zack and Miri Make a Porno. She was in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Okay, I've probably seen her in a few things, but
I'll pull up her. That's her right here.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks familiar, though, right? Like, you've seen her before.
Yeah, I've seen her in
She's
before.
Famous. I think she's just... I don't know how much she's directed. I know she's got a lot of actress credits. But if you're going to be a director, you may want to go for things that... oh, here's her directing credits. Pitch Perfect 2 reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie's Angels reboot. So... I don't know. Maybe try directing something, some originality to it. Just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm. Be happy to write some original stories for you.
She wrote the screenplay for Charlie's Angels. Yeah. So, of course, she probably is pissed off that it sucks, but it just sucks. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just saying no one was saying, "Ooh, someone should redo Charlie's Angels." No. Well, someone should redo Porky's. That's what I've been saying for a long time.
I want Road Warrior redone.
They did that already.
No, they didn't. They did a totally different one with women.
Oh, okay.
I want the original Road Warrior. Okay. That was a sequel.
What about Meatballs?
It'd be hard to redo Meatballs. Meatballs. Well, same thing with Porky's. It's like there's certain comedies, Animal House.
Animal House was great. Like, it's too great.
Yeah. I think there's
I think Porky's and Meatballs you could do again. Like Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you need to leave those alone. I'm against reboots in general. Unless it's something that, like Logan's Run, I think would be awesome to redo now with real, actual CGI and with the technology that we have.
Oh, what about Howard the Duck then?
You know, I wouldn't be against a Howard reboot. I wouldn't be against that. And especially now that everything Marvel has exploded. If you worked Harold into the Guardians somehow, like you know, he had the cameo, I think that could work. But no, I don't know why you're... Like, what'd they do? They did, what was the Dukes of Hazzard? They did a movie of that. I mean, let's stop with the 70s stuff.
Yeah.
It's over. And just, there's a lot of good creative new writing out there. Go do that. Instead of a reboot. Oh, well. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Time for a little Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day action.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, we go to Oklahoma City. Well, sort of Oklahoma City. A teenager was on a flight from Houston to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And kind of realized, and I'm curious what you would do if you realized, hey, we're going to Vegas. As soon as we land in Vegas, you're going to get arrested.
Well, I mean, what can you really do?
Well, I can tell you what he did. He basically slipped through an opening in the jet bridge, ran across the tarmac, climbed on top of the terminal, jumped onto another jet bridge, trying to avoid the police. Authorities were chasing him. He then jumped from the top of the second jet bridge to the ground, breaking both legs.
Oh, now you got to go to jail with both legs. What was he getting arrested for?
It didn't say. It says that he...
It better be murder.
Second-degree burglary. Dude. Really? You're going to get your legs broken for second-degree burglary?
Well, and now you've got added charges. Like, just take your L.
Yeah, well, and I don't know, you know, I don't know this, but I'm guessing there's some federal charges for screwing around with an airline.
Yeah.
But,
dumbass!
It was a United flight, and they said they issued the following statement. They said, United Airlines is cooperating with law enforcement officials following an incident with a passenger after United Flight 5706 arrived at the gate in Oklahoma City this afternoon. We refer any additional questions on this matter to the local authorities. So First off, you're having to fly to Oklahoma City. That sucks. Yeah. And then you're going to get arrested when you get there.
What's worse, going to Oklahoma City or breaking your legs?
Going to Oklahoma City. Okay, there's the four. That's the over. Can I cash that on my bookie now since I took the over? I think breaking your legs, not as bad as having to go to Oklahoma City. Getting arrested with broken legs, probably the same. Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I had another one that... should we start worrying about these giant asteroids that are going to start smashing into Earth?
I mean, I don't worry about that stuff because it's one of those things that... what are you going to do?
Die?
Yeah, if it happens, it's not like you can, you know, build a bunker.
Well, certainly not here. You can't build a bunker.
No,
you would flood and die that way, which I think I'd rather die in the initial explosion from the meteor than to drown in a bunker.
Now, what would you rather happen? The meteor hits out like our side of the planet and we all basically burn immediately, or it hits the other side, like, say, China, knocks the Earth off axis, and we float away into space towards the sun, and we all melt as we get closer to the sun, or we freeze to death, and we're all covered in ice like Jack Nicholson at the end of Shining.
I'll take the latter, because there'd at least be some time there. I mean, it wouldn't be an enjoyable time, though?
It might be fun. Like the internet's going to work. We're not going to have electricity.
I would get a harem. And enjoy my my last few months on.
I don't think it would take months, and I'll also.
No,
say,
I think it would take months. It would take maybe even years.
And how would gravity work?
I don't know. I'd be hanging out in my harem. I wouldn't care.
I don't like it. I think I just want the immediate death.
But NASA says that a city killer asteroid,
Just a city killer?
Yes, just a city killer.
Okay, I thought it was like
in that case, there's a lot of cities that I'd be more than happy to just say, you know what, we've had enough of you.
I was thinking like a giant asteroid crashes into Earth.
This just destroys
all of humanity.
This is just basically the size of the Great Pyramid of Giza. We'll have a chance of smashing into Earth in 2022.
Ooh.
So
it's kind of luck of the draw. Like,
it's called JF1, and it says there's a chance it could collide with Earth. It has a diameter of over 420 feet, and it would fly by Earth on May 6, 2022, which, interestingly enough, is the release date of Black Panther 2, just in case you were curious, according to Bro Bible. It says there's a 1 in 30.
Wakanda will be safe because they've got that dome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Wakanda will survive.
Yeah.
Now they said there's a 1 in 3,800 chance the asteroid will hit Earth that day.
But listen, okay, 1 in 3,800 chance, here's the deal. If that's going to happen, 1 in 3,800, I volunteer to fly a spaceship up there and smash into it and take one for the team to save all of you. But in exchange, I want you to build a statue of me.
I'm cool with that. And we'll make a movie about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want
Bruce Willis play you?
No, I want someone younger. And
they already did that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
I want Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler to play you?
No, I want her. She'll play my wife.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
We'll have Vin Diesel play you. And all he'll say is, I am Groot.
No, let's have The Rock play me.
Okay, we'll have The Rock. Yeah. That's fine. I'm producing the movie, though.
When people say, because you guys will have known me, so people will say, was AJ really that yoked as The Rock? Be like, you guys have to say, yeah, because I was the hero. I mean, let's remember here.
Yeah, see, and I'll be the producer, and when they interview me, I'll be, well, I knew him better than most, and I believe The Rock did a fantastic job of representing what AJ Hoffman is truly about.
That's what he was, as a man.
Who gets to pick what gets written on the statue, like the inscription? Are we going to let your wife pick that one?
Yeah, she's probably a good person. No, but you better ask someone who likes me more. Maybe my dad or somebody like my sons. I don't know. Not my wife. She'll be like,
hey, your mom. Have your mom do it.
Yeah, okay. My wife would be like, he was all right most of the time. Yeah. I guess I loved him.
I can't imagine what my wife would put on a statue. It's like,
what a hoser.
Oh, geez. I had to live with this for over 10 years. Now I got to look at this crap.
About time I got him out of the house at least.
Oh, God.
All right. I got to tell you about Car Box Sunday, November 24th at noon. the Game Changer Disc Golf Tournament. So if you're a disc golfer, go grab a buddy, head out to Carbach. Head out to Agnes Moffett Park in Spring Branch with Carbach. Registration opens at noon. The tournament starts at 1, and they'll have scramble play. They'll have a closest to the pin contest. It's a $20 entry. It includes Game Changer Innova DX Destroyer Disc, refreshments, and prizes for the winner. You can get your tickets at carbachbrewing.com. And get out to that restaurant while you're, you know, this weekend. Get out to the restaurant. Check out what they've got on the menu. The menu is dynamic. It is vast, and it is delicious. And the greatest thing about it, everything on it pairs perfectly with one of the great beers they've got on the wall, including some beers that you can't get anywhere else. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still,